On the subject of international recognition, there's a hotel apparently up in Donegal wanted to have a big splash around the royal wedding, but it isn't going to be. Here's the way it's described in one of the papers, Belfast Telegraph. A councillor in Londonderry has branded Republicans who intimidated a Donegal hotel into cancelling a royal wedding-themed afternoon tea event next Saturday as thugs. The Inishowen Gateway Hotel in Buncrana had advertised the special event to coincide with nuptials of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle on Saturday. The hotel had launched a Facebook event to garner interest in the actual event, and indeed, yesterday morning, staff were inundated with phone calls from Republicans angry at this event, and by late afternoon, the Facebook event had been taken down. So that's how it's written in the paper. There's also a bit of controversy about RTE showing the royal weddings, one of the issues over the weekend as well. Indeed, RTE are saying they will be showing the royal wedding, and they're able to do this at no cost at all to the taxpayer. However, Sinn Féin's Niall O'Donoghue said the broadcaster should instead focus on covering events in Ireland. RTE will broadcast the royal nuptials live on RTE One on Saturday, a decision which sparked anger among some on social media. Sinn Féin councillor Paul Donnelly described the move as a disgraceful waste of taxpayers' money, asking, surely there's something happening in Ireland more worthy of our national broadcaster bothering to broadcast this. However, an RTE spokesman pointed out that broadcasting the wedding will cost the channel nothing, and it's likely to deliver big ratings if the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton was anything to go by. So are you mad keen indeed to see this wedding? Should hotels in the Republic of Ireland have a themed event around the wedding? And indeed, should people take time out to watch the wedding, especially if they're in the Republic and they watch RTE? Let me speak to David Ramsey, who's a DUP councillor up in the Northwest. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
David, you're the person who raised the issue with regards to the hotel in Buncrana. You feel that that would have been a fine thing for them to do?
Exactly, because we're talking about a wedding of worldwide interest. And anyone marketing hotels, weddings and hotels go together. So any marketing manager would be definitely like RTE, seeing what ratings and what support they'll get, because you know everyone's going to be watching this royal wedding. It's actually depressing what some Republicans have decided to do to threaten people's jobs and hotels. This will be worldwide. This isn't just Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland, UK, whatever you want. It's everywhere. This is worldwide.
When you say threaten, however, threaten suggests that they're visiting some sort of, you know, fear upon people. It's just a request not to do it. They'd prefer that there was no celebration of royalty.
They feel intimidated. I mean, one member of staff actually thought she was going to lose her job over it. I mean, this is shocking. It's a disgrace. And the Inishowen Gate Hotel is an international hotel. I've stayed up many times myself. It's a beautiful place and a very welcoming place. And, you know, there's going to be British tourists in that hotel on Saturday, without doubt, because there's a massive percentage of tourism in the Republic and Northern Ireland are from England. You know, for any hotel to turn around and have to listen to, you know, intimidation or whatever against their business is just shocking.
Well, it's not necessarily intimidation. It's more a suggestion that the locals would prefer something else other than a massive celebration for people who seem so distant to those in Donegal.
A tea party? That's hardly a massive event. This is just a themed tea party, while obviously the wedding is being televised. All the ratings will be going through the roof on Saturday, because this is such a special event. Everyone will be looking to watch it.
And do you think people will, you know, the length and breadth of Ireland, the length and breadth even, let's take Northern Ireland first of all, do you think most people in Northern Ireland will take time out on Saturday to watch the wedding, or will they just watch it on the news to see how well the couple looked?
They definitely will take time out to watch the wedding, I'm sure, and obviously the FA Cup final as well is on Saturday, so that's going to be a big day for just about everybody. So it is, but the situation where people are ringing in and making hotels feel uncomfortable about showing a wedding, a royal wedding, something of such interest, it's just depressing, to be honest, especially in these recent times when we're meant to be moving on and celebrating each other's cultures and traditions.
Are there any Republicans actually invited to the royal wedding? Because they seem to spend a lot of time with the royals in recent times.
I'm not even aware. I'm not sure if there's any invited or not. But I know that the council here locally as well came under pressure about going to the Royal Garden Party, which is a celebration of all the Queen's awards. And as you know, all walks of life have received awards, MBEs, etc. And our council refused to send a representative to represent our council. So, you know, we're not surprised about this here. You know, there's serious problems and issues. It's like a tug of war with Republicanism to see who's greener than green.
All right, David, thank you very much indeed. David Ramsay is from the DUP, and he clearly believes that the Donegal Hotel that he made reference to there should be free to show the royal wedding, to have indeed a tea party in the hotel, a royal wedding-themed tea party. And I don't think anyone's going to argue with him. You know, of course they should be free to do it. Should they be encouraged to do it? Yeah, I think most people would say, yeah, if it's going to turn you a pound, absolutely. And if your punters want it, you would be well within your common sense bracket to put on something that's going to draw people in and turn an extra euro. However, would you be offended if you were in a particular area and you were of a Republican mindset and you were going past the hotel or you were going into the hotel and indeed the royal wedding was on? Would you feel uncomfortable? Would you want to leave? Would you think that's something for hotels maybe in more unionist areas as opposed to an hotel in a nationalist area? Do let us know. And how do you feel about RTE showing the royal wedding? Is it something that they shouldn't be doing, as has been suggested by Sinn Féin? They should be covering something in Ireland instead. Do let us know. 0289033105. Will you be sitting down to savour the royal nuptials? 0289033105. And I don't mean to sound, I don't mean in any way to sound dismissive in this next comment, or will you have something better to do? That's a simple question. Will you be thoroughly enjoying the royal wedding, setting time aside for it, putting it in your diary for Saturday? Or could you not be backsided? Let me know. 0289033105.